So come on, you Vixens, big game ahead.
Welcome to episode 16 of the Bristol City Vixen Cast, a podcast all about Bristol City women FC who play in the FAWSL. My name is Deanne Withers and I'm joined today by
Nat Brown
and Shahan Mir. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, Facebook and Instagram at BC Vixen Cast, or search for Bristol City Vixen Cast. Because we're still in lockdown, we are recording this virtually. We're having the same decorum and grace as a parish council meeting.
Absolutely. And delighted to say that even though it's 5:26 p.m. it's still light outside, so we're creeping closer to that wonderful
summer, spring.
Woo.
Coming up later in this episode, we will discuss the Conti Cup semi-final game against Leicester City, but first we will talk about Bristol City's 1-1 draw against West Ham United. This was Bristol's first visit to the Chingwell Community Stadium, home of Dagenham and all Redbridge FC. This is Matt Beard's first visit back since leaving West Ham in November 2020. There was one change from the game against Leicester on Wednesday. Molly Pike came back into the squad with Amy Palmer dropping to the bench. And starting for the first half, it seemed like quite on fire, DM, and that, because Perfield was running all over the place. Salmon had an assist, and Carla Humphreys, as the commentator kept calling her throughout the game. Could have scored straight away.
Yeah, no, I thought we started the game really well, and obviously we got the early goal with the own goal, the Van Egmond own goal from the corner, which was very similar to the own goal that started off the 4-0 bout against us at West Ham when they played against us at Twerton Park. And I thought we played very well in the first half. We were composed. Obviously, if we'd got that second goal, it would have been a different story. But I thought it was a good match. And obviously, I was checking the weather reports. I was on the UK snow map from 6:30 this morning, trying to sort of track the movements of snow to see if the game was going to be cancelled. Because I thought, unlike the Chelsea game being cancelled a couple of weeks ago, it would have been a very bad thing if this game had been cancelled, because it was a game that we could have potentially won. And I think in a way it's a shame that we didn't win it. I think we definitely didn't deserve to lose it. And I think we probably shaded it on chances created. And obviously we hit the bar twice and had a chance cleared off the line. So yeah, it was, I thought it was a good performance. And I thought everybody played well. I mean, the goal we conceded was quite scrappy. That was a bit disappointing, but I thought, played well. What do you think, Nat?
Yeah, it was definitely an improvement in the performance, wasn't it? It was a kind of enjoyable game to watch. I thought it was really fun, apart from there were some visual issues. It took them ages to switch to a yellow ball, and even then I still couldn't see it. So I'm assuming that they could see it on the pitch, but on the telly it was just pretty much like a magic eye picture most of the time. It was just absolutely baffling. So, it was good fun to watch. It was all the players seemed to be fulfilling their potential a little bit more. They actually play football. They play one touch. They've got all these triangles all over the pitch. And it just looks like a totally different team. I think we deserve to win it. The first half performance, I think we should have won it. But I actually missed a big chunk of the second half. So I don't know what I'm talking about.
Oh, where were you for the second half?
I was doing my COVID test and it took a lot longer than I thought to get my tonsils.
Luckily negative.
Oh, I got a negative. I have to do a home test. But yeah, it just took ages. I couldn't quite find them.
No worries. Good to hear you're safe and well now.
Thanks.
Briefly mentioned then to the second half and the weather itself. Of course, the first sub of the game was when the white ball came off for the yellow ball at the 52nd minute.
Very good.
There wasn't much else to report from the first half. Hence why DM went straight into the second half. I mean, it was 1-0 at halftime and there was no subs at halftime. 48th minute, Svitkova made it 1-1 to West Ham. So West Ham scoring another goal, but this time for themselves. And after that, I just thought, both teams had a chance of winning the game, essentially. Considering both Bristol and West Ham in more ways than one, haven't had the best form, especially recently. This was a proper tight six-pointer. And yeah, it was great to see plenty of runs going across counter-attacking. And some great saves by Bagley, and some free kicks which didn't go in. Like Perfield scored a free kick from the 75th minute and it just bounced off the post. Mm. I mean, Mackenzie Arnold, the West Ham goalkeeper, couldn't even catch it. And oh, I was just yelling inside. I mean, I could have yelled outside because I live by myself, but yeah, I didn't want to send my neighbours. I just thought, how did those shots not go in?
Yeah, I know. And I think it's those things, those fine margins where they do come back to, you know, bite you in the, you know, the final, when the final, all the games have been played. I just thought, you know, West Ham defensively looked quite dodgy, and I didn't think there was much between us at all. And they were a very evenly matched couple of teams, and that's really interesting considering how they trounced us at Twerton Park. Obviously, they're much changed in terms of their own personnel. They don't have Rachel Daly, for example, anymore. There wasn't that much between us, and I just do think we look a lot better. We're just, you know, echoing what Nat said, in the middle of the park, all those beautiful passes, the dynamism. I think Carla Humphrey actually looks brilliant at the moment since Matt Beard has come in. I don't know what he's been whispering in her ear, but she has just looked a different player, as all of them do. They all look good. They all played well. I think the goal that we conceded was so disappointing, though. For me, it looked like, I don't know, I always say this when we lose a goal, but it looked to me like Gemma Evans was being fouled, but obviously I haven't seen the replay. So it was just a really disappointing, scrappy goal to concede. And it's a shame. It's a shame that we didn't get 3 points. And, you know, given everything else that happened this weekend, it's even worse in a way, because other teams have pulled away. Villa have won and, you know, Brighton have won. Crazily, they beat Chelsea. I mean, what the... frankly, I mean, I can't say what, but...
I mean,
you're
now launching into a career doing sound effects now? Like,
yeah, I'm just, I'm refraining from swearing, which is something that I do liberally in everyday life, but...
Especially during the football.
I'm an absolute potty mouth. It's disgusting.
I mean, I was going to ask you, DM, and that, considering, like, this has been, like, our third game in the space of 8 days... Do you feel surprising that not just West Ham, but also Bristol pretty much kept the same lineup, and also the amount of subs or lack of? Because Bristol City only made one sub on the 86th minute when Abby Howson came on for Carla Humphrey.
I feel a bit confused about I feel mostly confused about why Ella's not playing. That's the main thing.
Oh, Mash Antonio. Oh, okay.
Yeah, like I just think if you've got five games in a pretty short space of time, you know, just over, like 15 days or something. So I don't like, you know, rotating those central midfielders is really important. And I think she's a great player. When we were playing quite poorly, she stood out as someone playing quite well, in my opinion. And now she's not really getting a game, not even being used as a substitute, which I think is quite surprising. So unless she's carrying some sort of injury that we're not aware of, I just find it a bit of a surprise, really, because I think she's a really good footballer. And I think, you know, with all the passing that's actually happening now, and the like slightly higher press, and the way Salmon can play in more than one way now, I just feel like it's a bit of a strange omission. Yeah, I'm not sure about that one.
Indeed, Nat. And I have noticed, like, as well as Mash Antonio, other key players are also missing, like Faye Bryson, who hasn't played a game in the last few games, and other players such as Naomi Lazell and Ellen Jones and Maisie Collis. And again, you mentioned about whether Mash Antonio might have a potential injury. Again, we'll go into it more as we cover the Leicester game, but we found out Abby Harrison was a sub for that game because she had a hand injury, and in that game, as well as today, when she came on, she had a tape around her hand, which I didn't know about you too, but I didn't know Abby Harrison even had an issue with her hand until it was mentioned on the comms on social media.
Yeah, no idea about any of the injuries going on at the moment. I do understand all the other people not getting a game at the moment. I understand all those, though, because like they're all very young players, apart from Faye Bryson, and she's arguably just being kept out by Flo Allen, who's just turned into this incredible
beast
player. She's like, she looks really strong. She'll just barge people off the ball. She's always in the right place. She's just... Like the last few games, in fact, she's been pretty good all season in the way that Gemma Evans has. But like in the last few games under Matt Beard has looked incredible, like just so much better than than she has done recently. It's just brilliant. And she was really struggling to get in the team for years.
I think she was really good today, actually, I have to say. I think Flo Allen is somebody who's like quietly effective, not a flashy player at all, not somebody you necessarily notice, but she's been really good. She was really good today. And another, you know, I think the commentator described Gemma Evans being a rock at the back, and she was. She was amazing. So Gemma Evans Appreciation Society over here. And oh, wait a minute, massive talking point. Big talking point, something we haven't mentioned, which I think is actually pretty huge. The positional change for Jazz Matthews. You know, Matt Beard played Jazz in midfield. That's the first time I've ever seen her play in midfield on Wednesday. So you can talk about that more when after this. But he did. Like, she's never played in midfield before, and she played in midfield. No, well, rarely, like in a consistent way. She was playing in midfield again today. So, and that is obviously something he's trying to do, and that's maybe why he brought in Skeels. So, and Skeels and Gemma Evans look good together. So, I just think she looks so good in midfield. Really good. So happy about that. That's probably what's keeping Ella out of the team, if anything, is Jazz being put into the midfield. And obviously Molly Pike coming in, because Molly Pike's very good. And
great
delivery for the goal, the own goal. So
You mentioned there about Flo Allen. I can remember she was doing a lot more throw-ins in today's game. Like at one point I was gonna even tweet about her as being Fro Allen, but I never did that.
Fro Allen, that's excellent.
Gemma Hurlfield.
It's all good. So I think, you know, are we happy? We're happy-ish, you know, with that.
Yeah, result? I mean, at least it wasn't a loss. I mean, I do feel, in a way, it was 2 points lost because Bristol were leading, you know, up until Svekova's equaliser. So, I mean, it's a good draw. I mean, if we look, if I'm just referring to the table, Bristol is still bottom with having played 13, won 1, drawn 3 now, lost 9, and on 6 points. And West Ham have only played 12 games, but on 8 points. And of course, as you mentioned, DM, Brighton, in one of the shocks of the day, beating Chelsea 2-1, are now up to 8th position on 12 points. And Aston Villa, who beat Tottenham, Hotspur yesterday, on 12 games or on 10 points.
Yeah, and I think one of the things that's striking from today's results is that even the very best teams, you know, Man United lost today against Reading. See, Reading are the draw specialists. They managed to win today. You know, Brighton beat Chelsea. I still can't believe that happened. You know, it's really hard for even the very best teams to maintain that level of intensity. So as the season wears on and the fixture pile-up commences, there will be opportunities to get those surprise results. And I think if we maintain a coherence and a confidence and a winning mentality and that cohesiveness and attacking mindset on the pitch, then we've got as good a chance as any, really, because we're unbeaten in 3 games now. So I think that's the way we've got to look at it.
Definitely, DM, definitely. And just looking at the stats from today's game, West Ham had 52% possession with Bristol City Women 48. A lot of these stats, Bristol actually won. Bristol had 15 shots compared to West Ham 6. Bristol City had 4 shots on target compared to West Ham's 3. However, West Ham did get more corners with 6 than Bristol's 4. And West Ham had more fouls than Bristol City's 11. This one player I won the... also a highlight today was Sophie Bagley, again, just being absolutely on fire. That free kick in the second half, I believe, you know, I could have gone in, but yeah, Bagley managed to reach it. And I don't know if you noticed in the first half where Bristol were playing in one direction, of course, where Bagley was in that stand, obviously the clock and like score on my screen was in the way of the D for a brief camera angle. But during that time, I legitimately thought the D could have been a B, and they could have said baggers instead of daggers.
Oh, I see
what you mean. Baggers, absolutely.
Didn't it say digger, dagger, digger, dagger?
That's on the other side, yes.
Bigger, bagger.
Lovely.
I mean, I get the feeling, I mean, I took a photo of that. I get the feeling that either someone on the ground is going to paint all those seats to make it look like a B, or I'm just going to have to do a Photoshop and just, you know, put on social media when this episode comes out.
I think so. Do it.
Now let's hear from West Ham fan Ali Coker, who of course was the winner of our fantastic chicken salt competition.
Hi, this is Ali from We Are The Girls In Claret And Blue, giving you the West Ham perspective on the match that just happened. Honestly, I can say we were lucky to get a point out of that game. Bristol certainly were the team that was above us. They pressed high. I mean, Salmon once again was proving a massive threat. So with West Ham, we were definitely on the back foot. I think that your goal, we were unlucky to concede. I know Van Egmond's going to be kicking himself for that. Whereas our goal was a bit of a scramble, and I think the conditions didn't help Bagley in terms of getting a hand to that. There were chances not taken from both sides. I know we received multiple free kicks, which should have done something. Bagley again did a cracking save against Leon with one of our free kicks, which would have made it 2-1, and Mac Arnold managed to keep you guys off the line in terms of making it 2-1 your side. I think a draw doesn't harm us as much as a loss would be. It just leaves us in exactly the same position. We've both got tough tests coming up, with us playing Brighton and Bristol have got Tottenham next. I do wish you the best of luck for the season. However, you know, West Ham want us to stay up more. I do think it's going to be between us now who stays and who goes. But overall, I think it was a very tough game in very tough conditions. You know, it's bad when they have to bring the yellow ball out. But yeah, I think a point was probably the best that West Ham could have hoped for, based on how we were playing, and you guys were unlucky not to take all three. But, you know, onwards and upwards. And like I said, I wish you all the best for the next few games coming up, and I hope that you can turn it around and that we can both stay WSL sides.
Bagley's going to take her time. And I think we're already on time-wasting a clock. And you cannot blame Sophie Bagley one bit. She's going to eat up every second.
So as well as picking up a point today in the WSL, Bristol played midweek against Championship leaders Leicester. And Shahan, what was the score?
The score eventually was a 1-0 win to Bristol City.
Come on.
Which means we are in the Conti Cup final. Yeah.
Hey. We're going to Watford.
We're going Sarah. Whatever will be. We're going to Watford FC. Sarah.
1-0 win!
Yeah, and yeah, of course, Molly Pike was unable to play that game because she was cup-tied, having played for Everton previously in the competition. And Laura Rafferty was back on the bench, having missed the game against Brighton. So it was up to Kira Skeels, who made her first start for the game. Woo-hoo! And of course, she scored in the 71st minute, you know, from a run which involved Ebony Salmon. And I'm pretty sure, I don't know whether Salmon was meant to get the goal, but it just ended up on Skeels' head and she headed it in. And as well as being her first goal for Bristol City, it was also her first ever senior goal, ever.
Yeah, but can I just say something about the goal? Because it was actually a free kick, wasn't it? And that's something that's, you know, dead ball situations where that has been an improvement under Mr. Beard, because we've really struggled with making the most of those opportunities. We rarely score from corners, we did today, and we rarely score from free kicks. Fair kick, whatty-ho.
No shilly-shallying. It's time for your fair kick.
But it was great. It was good to see. And I thought, you know, good professional performance. But I thought Leicester were good, you know. They were tidy.
I have to say, of all the Conti Cup games which were available to watch involving Bristol City, I think this one was the toughest. I mean, I could have seen this one going to extra time, willingly. And yeah, Leicester clearly show why they're top of the Championship. Of course, they're very professional now. And I do hope Bristol and Leicester will meet again in the league, ideally in the WSL in the future. And yeah, congrats to Leicester for reaching this far of the competition in their first ever season of being a professional team. Also, I just want to point out, just want to apologise to those that had issues watching the game on the FA Player on Wednesday night.
It's not your fault.
I mean, luckily I was fine, so I was able to watch the game uninterrupted and still had to listen to the commentator who kept pronouncing players' names wrong.
I know. I like that commentator. I think he's all right. We've got a thing here. You don't like him. I like it. I don't care if people pronounce things wrong. I just like, I like mistakes. I make mistakes all the time. And
They're good for your learning.
They're good. It's good to make mistakes. No one's perfect, but I like it. I like his accent. I like it. It's a nice West Country accent. And
it's unusual to have a West Country accent.
It's just like they've got someone local.
Palmer.
It's great. I love it. And obviously, you know, I wouldn't want him like commentating on my life or anything, you know, or every single game. And he's certainly no Jane Ludlow.
Wasn't she
was so good today. I don't know if you're watching the Man United Reading game, but she did talk about the hot water bottle that Tobin Heath was holding to her chest. Jane Ludlow was talking about hot water bottles and blankies and being cold, and it was just like, a real person.
She's so good.
It's funny you mention that, because I didn't actually watch the game because I was out getting my COVID test because of where I live in the Bristol postcode. I just happened to have a hot water bottle on me because I am genuinely cold.
But if Jane Ludlow was
very
with you,
cold,
she'd be saying, stick that up your jumper, Shahan.
Yes, or give it to me and I'll stick it up my jumper.
But of course, speaking with, again, going back to the Conti Cup now, based on the other semi-final that happened on Wednesday night where Chelsea thrashed West Ham 6-0, of course, Bristol's game with Leicester was a lot more quieter. And so this now means on the 14th of March, live on BT Sport, kickoff time to be confirmed, but hopefully you'll be available for free on YouTube or somewhere else. It will be Chelsea against Bristol City.
I'm not scared.
I hope it's somewhere because we haven't got BT Sport.
I know. Well, yeah, that's something we need to talk to them about. But actually, it's probably we should mention that we're going to organise a watch along, aren't we? The podcast and Bristol City Sports Club and Trust are going to partner to organise a watch along. So we will publicise that in due course. But basically, having an opportunity to watch it with other fans, but in a digital video based way.
Switch off that potty mouth that day.
And I will. No potty mouth.
And of course, you can follow the Bristol City Supporters Community Club and Trust at Bristol City SCT on Twitter, or follow the website bristolcitysupporters.org, or just follow us on BC VixenCast for more updates on that game.
Hey guys, it's Hannah here, and I'm a member of the Leicester City Women's Supporters Club, as well as I do coverage for our women's side with Beyond the 90 LCFC. You can find the supporters group at LCFC Women SC, as well as Beyond the 90 with at Beyond the 90 LCFC. Obviously, today I'm a bit disappointed coming off of a loss, but congratulations to Bristol City on making it to the final. That's awesome, and I really look forward to seeing that match against Chelsea, so best of luck. To be honest, I found that today's game was pretty 50-50. We saw some great performances coming from both sides. For our side personally, some standout players were definitely Charlie Devlin, who just had some amazing footwork, amazing progression on the ball, and just really pushing the game forward. She was really outstanding to watch today, as well as LaShante Paul with her numerous shots on target, her ability to get the ball forward and have those attempts. It was just really awesome to see. Paige Bailey-Gale as well up top there, making some key passes and having some key footwork in order to help us get out to the net, but unfortunately it just didn't happen. But sometimes that's just what happens, right? So Bristol City was obviously a really great side going into it. I was, of course, a bit nervous at first seeing Ebony Salmon and the run that she's been having with 5 goals in 5 games, just an outstanding player. So, you know, seeing a player like that and coming up to someone like that, course you're kind of like raising your eyebrows a bit, but overall I think we did really well, and Bristol had that chance on goal and they took it, and unfortunately it went in for us. But yeah, that's, again, like I said, that's sometimes it's just how it goes. But we also had some amazing defense that really kept Bristol out for quite some time, so I'm really proud of that. Christy Lavelle as well, our goalkeeper, making some outstanding saves, one of which touched your fingertips, went right off the crossbar. That was just a phenomenal save, and it was just a great performance overall. I'm really proud of our side. Even though we didn't win, that's okay. Like, we're still making history as a club, being in the championship and doing the things that we've been doing this season, to have even made it to a semifinal was just amazing, and I'm so grateful to be supporting this side because they're doing amazing things this season, and I really can't wait to see what happens next season. Best of luck to Bristol City in the final. Like I said before, it's going to be great against Chelsea. You know, I know you guys are the underdogs, so it'll be really great to see you guys out there, and congratulations on the win, and good luck.
After Bristol's excellent semi-final victory against Leicester, we thought that it was high time to hear from you, City fans, to hear about what you think about the recent good fortunes of the team. First up, we've got Kirsten, who's a big Bristol City Women fan, and then Phil West, who's been supporting Bristol long before the Bristol Academy days, so he's like a long-serving super fan. It's great to have both of you on the podcast, and we really hope that you'll think about contributing in the future. And as I said, we'd love to hear from more City Women fans, so please do get in touch.
Wow. What can I say? Bristol City Women have reached the final of the Continental Cup for the first time ever. I am so proud and chuffed for all the girls and all the hard work that they've put in. We had some good games, we've had some bad games, but that's the way it goes. At least we've got into the final, just to let them know that we might be at the bottom of the table, but we're still a club not to just be dismissed. I believe that Matt Beard has made quite a few changes, very positive changes. The girls seem a lot more confident, making more challenges, and just really seem to, I don't know, it's sort of like they've found their hunger, and you know, they've seen what they want and they've gone for it. And amazingly, They've gotten through to the final. So I am so pleased and so chuffed for them all. And as a fan, I can't be prouder. Bristol City Women, all of you, Matt Beard, hats off, all that sort of thing. And yeah, shame we can't get to see the match, be in there. But no, it will be watched and it will be celebrated, irrelevant of the result. Because, how much they've changed, how well they've played.
Hi, guys. First of all, I'd like to say I love the show. It's seen me through many a dull hour of work when I needed something to keep me awake at times, especially in the last couple of months. So it's lovely to be to have an opportunity to contribute in some way, possibly. Let's start off with Matt Beard. Really excited about the chance of him coming to City to manage the Vixens, and good manager elsewhere. I think the first three games have been interesting. The Brighton game was like a revelation to us. Suddenly the potential that we thought all the players had was starting to show through. Tanya's built an incredible side, and they were doing great things, and yeah, it was maybe just fresh eyes, a fresh voice there, instill some more belief into them. Shooting outside of the box, we had tricks and great passing and all sorts. It was great to watch. I think, you know, it is green shoots, it is just the start, but I think we're moving in the right direction. That's really important at this stage of the season. And I can't wait to see where he can take us. As far as the final goes, so excited. Doesn't matter whether you're a fan or a player, any final, a chance to play, you know, a one-off for a trophy like that is incredible. The girls have got to be so excited, and I know that as a fan, I can't wait for March to come round, and the virtual trip to Watford. Chelsea may be a little bit daunting, but we've seen things have started to improve. Who knows where we'll be in 6 or 8 weeks' time, and Chelsea are an incredible side, but every side has a bad day. Get them on a bad day and us playing at our full potential, we can do this. Of course we can, no doubt. So anyway, that's my thoughts on the cup final, on Matt, and take care and keep it going. Keep up the good work.
This is Matt Beard, the head coach of Bristol City Women. You are listening to the Bristol City Vixen cast.
You may have wondered where our lovely vox pop from Matt Beard has come from. That's because we were lucky enough to be invited to a salon with Mr. Beard shortly after he was appointed as temporary manager, maternity manager, weren't we, Shahan?
Yes, that's right, DM. So the club arranged for myself, DM and Nat to have a short meeting with a short virtual meeting with Matt. None of it was recorded, but we are hoping for him to appear on the podcast as a guest later on in the season.
And that would be lovely. You're very much welcome. We look forward to it. So next week, another big week. We've got two matches. We've got Tottenham Hotspur at Tottenham Hotspur on Wednesday. And then we've got the trifling matter of Chelsea, current leaders, but who've fallen foul of Hope Powell's... Brighton and Hope Albion's, you know, tactical genius and menace today. Chelsea are coming on Sunday.
Is that the rearranged fixture?
It is the rearranged fixture.
The melted snow game.
It is indeed. So that's coming on Sunday. So, yeah, Tottenham away Wednesday. How do we feel about that?
I mean, because the last time the teams played against each other in November, both teams have had management changes. Of course, Karen Hills and Juan Carlos Almas has left Spurs. Alex Morgan has left Spurs. Rehan Skinner is now the new manager of Spurs. They brought on Abby McManus on loan from Man United, and Cho Seung-hun from West Ham on loan as well. They lost yesterday to Aston Villa and lost last weekend to Chelsea. So they were doing well when recently, but then they lost the last couple of games. So Tottenham, I think, aren't quite in the relegation battle. But yeah, this will be another vital win for Bristol on Wednesday night.
Yeah, and they're one of the teams that we got some points out of, or a point out of, aren't they? Mm-hmm. So I think if we can get a point out of them back in the old days, they're fair game now, aren't they? We can get them.
Yeah, I mean, I think... Yeah, it'll be interesting to see. Yeah, I agree. I think they
I'm
have
not
been
saying it'll be a walkover. I'm just saying it's like it's
undoubtedly
not, it's not unachievable, is it? They're not a team that I look at and feel frightened of. They're a team that we got a point out of, and we could definitely play them and give them a game.
Yeah, so hopefully we will. And you know, yeah, it'll be interesting. What will be interesting to see is if there'll be any, you know, squad rotation of those players from, you know, what you're saying, Shahan. Lots of matches in a pretty short period of time, and see if we can keep our unbeaten run going.
Definitely, DM. And hopefully the weather affecting the greater London area might have eased by the time of Wednesday night. Hopefully there'll be less or no snow at all when it comes to Wednesday. And of course, that game was due to be the last round of WSL fixtures before the international break. However, as we found out earlier this week, amongst other games we scheduled for next weekend, Bristol's home game against Chelsea, which was postponed due to snowvid, will now be played on Sunday, the 14th of February. So there will be some Valentine's Day victims.
There will. Well, hopefully, you know, they'll be giving us some a lovely gift.
I mean, I never have any Valentine's Day plans because I've always been single on Valentine's Day. So, I don't know, DM, now whether you had any plans, but now you've got to, like, change them because, yeah, football is happening.
We don't generally do that, do we?
Yeah, well, actually, do you know what will be going on?
We'll be socialising a puppy. That's what we'll be doing.
Socialising a puppy, yeah.
So, because Bernie, our new puppy, is arriving on the 13th.
Yeah.
So we will be with puppy on Valentine's Day. So there'll be lots of love in the house.
For sure, yeah.
But,
swoon.
Yeah. Lots of it, lots and lots of love. But hopefully, you know, they're not scary, are they? I'm not scared. I'm not scared of Chelsea.
Yeah, no, you don't sound scared at all.
Not,
no.
Especially not after today when they lost.
If they lost to a team that we beat 3-0.
Yeah, we're going to beat them.
We can beat them 7-1.
7-1, yeah, we'll definitely.
Yeah, I might even put some money on that. I'm not that I've ever done that before, but...
I mean, it depends what happens on this coming Wednesday, because Chelsea are playing Arsenal, who again lost today to Man City. So again, whether Chelsea will have some fight back, you know, hopefully for that game and not for our game next Sunday.
Yeah, we don't want them fighting back against us, do we?
No.
We want them firmly crushed.
Mm. Yeah, spirits crushed. They looked real. I actually watched the last 5 minutes of that game and them desperately trying to get an equaliser, and Emma Hayes like bellowing from the side of the pitch, 1 minute! 30 seconds, you know, and it was just, I don't know, that would be pretty off-putting, actually. I mean, maybe that's what happens anyway during games when, you know, obviously you can't hear usually because of the crowd, but we've got big week ahead.
Yeah, and definitely, and of course we'll be back next week to in one episode or another to cover both games, dear listener. And of course the final piece of news, as shared by Megan Wynn, who's still recovering from her ACL injury, was that this week, as part of her ongoing treatment, she was up at St. George's Park, the home of England national teams, to do her recovery there, which might be a little bit confusing considering she is, of course, a Welsh player. But, I mean, where is where you go to get the best recovery? And, of course, speaking of all things Wales, a happy belated birthday to Lauren Dykes.
Oh, absolutely. Happy, Abby. Oh, I can't even say it in Welsh. It's terrible.
Plenbluath hapus.
There you go. Plenbluath hapus.
Lauren.
Lovely. Okay, that's great. So I think that's it for this week's edition, episode 16 of the Bristol City Vixen Cast.
Indeed, you have been listening to the Bristol City Vixen Cast. The producer and editor was DM Withers. The music was by Annie Gardiner. The artwork was by Shahan Mia. And the original halftime show performance artist this year but got cancelled was Nat Brown. And keep supporting women's football.
Yay! Hey, Sarah, Sarah. Whatever will be. We're going to Watford FC. Que sera, sera.
What will be, will be.